all things Childersburg football are here now. This is the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything Childersburg High School football. It is the Coach Johnson Show. I'm Dave McCurley, along with the head football coach and athletic director of the Childersburg Tigers, Coach Johnny Johnson. And Coach, went down to Tallapoosa County, Dadeville, historic place. They've always been good in football, and I guess they were better than us last Friday night.
Definitely better. You know, very athletic. Got some really good skill guys, O-line, D-line guys. But I thought we played good at time. We see a nice executing on both sides of the ball that we need to. But we're going to keep coaching. We're going to try to finish this thing out the right way.
Let's talk about some of your younger guys, because you had a chance to get some of them in the game. Remind me, his name escapes me, but 42 on defense had a lot of tackles.
Elijah Beckett.
Yes.
Played great. You know, we moved him around. He a sophomore, first year playing football. We put him on the line. We moved him at linebacker. He played pretty good last week against Randolph County. The other young guy that loved to play football.
And, of course, you were able to get Dallas Brown in there and run the ball some. You were able to get Davis the ball some at the quarterback position and also returning kicks. I thought some of the younger guys played hard.
Oh, they did. You know, we decided, you know, so I put them in there. They sophomores. We got to get them ready to play football.
A lot of people around the community are wanting to know, you know, what is it going to take for this – football program to take the next step forward. Now, you got the kids out there. We had some 65 kids when we started the season. We've lost a few. Discipline can be some things that you deal with, not just on the football field, but in school. But also kids that just need to, in my opinion, we need those kids that are wanting to play football when they come to the high school in the ninth grade and they stay for 4 years and they get bigger and stronger. Talk a little bit about that.
That's the thing about football. You got most team we play, you got kids on the team that have been there 4 years. You look at our roster, we got kids, they first year or they second year. We don't have many kids on the roster that have been playing since their freshman year. I played middle school team. So that's the thing here. You know, you got to buy in. You got to keep wanting to play football. You can't take a year off. You got to really work in the weight room. You got to do your footwork. And that's the thing we got right now is still some young guys, but some good young guys that can help us down the road. But we're still behind in the weight room because none of you is not getting started. So we're just going to, like, as coaches, we're just going to keep doing what we do. Hope it's set in. They want to be a part of the program for 4 years.
And, of course, you always have – times during the year to where it just seems like when something bad could happen, it happens to Childersburg, whether it be an injury, whether it be the other team has a big motivation factor going into the game, they play well, we don't. But I'm going to be honest with you. Last week at Dadeville, now we turned the ball over two times. Do you realize that we only turned the ball over two times all season before that?
We have been good with the ball right there. You know, I think they got two picks though this year, then we fumbled the football. But we did well protecting the football, but we didn't do well executing on offense, though, especially running the football this year. We have nobody probably with 100-yard running. We probably score one or two from the tailback position. But, you know, again, up front, we're still young, still trying to find that running back what we don't have. But, you know, we did protect the ball some this year.
And late in the game against Dadeville, of course, the score was already to where it was kind of out of hand. You took Jacob out of the game, I was wondering, didn't know whether he was hurt or injured, but you have talked to me since and said that he was fine. You were just trying to get some younger guys a little experience.
Oh, yes. You know, like the Davis kid, you know, he's a sophomore. He plays some wide receiver. We're just trying to get him some snaps and move center around. Got Tate some snap back there because I think we can use him with his speed. And he's been a very good offensive player for us. So we're just trying to find something to get us going.
I tell you what, when he got back there and run that Wildcat, buddy, they didn't know what to do with that, to be honest with you. And I'll tell you this, that entire drive where we scored our first touchdown late in that ball game, That was a lot of Tay Fairman. But I felt like our offensive line actually blocked those few plays as well as they have all year.
Yeah, you know, there's some young guys that came in that were wanting to play, hungry to play right there. And we gave them opportunity. They made some plays up front. You know, his speed, you know, we can move him around a little bit. He made some good runs for us.
Talk about Cam Smith. Again, one of our better defensive players. I felt like that Dadeville ran away from him all night, but when they ran toward him, he made plays.
He did. Another young guy right there. Got to get strong in the weight room. And he got to get better tackling, but he did play good defense on the outside for the outside linebacker. He's got to keep working, just getting better at that position he play.
Now let's switch our attention going into this week, because it is the last game of the season. And I got to say this, you know, Childersburg is not in the boat alone with being under 500. Every team in Talladega County is under 500, with the exception of your opponent this week in Winterboro. It's just not been a very good year for Talladega County football.
It's been a rough year, you know. If you look at all the team in the county, you know, you got some, big injury came up. You got some that got some young people back. And then you got to get off schedule. You know, everybody, we're playing some good schedule right here. And but you got a good Winterboro team, you know, a great 1A school that going to make a run in the playoff. He got some great athlete up there. And for us, going about 8 miles down the road, it's going to be a battle Friday night.
It will, and of course, let's talk a little bit about Coach Mansfield, because he's got a what I think is a very good program going on right now. But, boy, he inherited some things in the offseason from TC, and it's no, you know, no slight towards Winterboro. Most of those kids probably should be going to Winterboro, but he inherited some pretty good athletes too.
Oh, he definitely did. But, you know, he already had some good guys coming back from last year to make a run. But all he did was add to it, you know, add some good players to it. The quarterback, the running back, some big linemen. Just made him even a better team.
Last year we ended the season at Winterboro, and we ended with a game that, in my opinion, we had way too many penalties. You know, last Friday night against Dadeville, I thought we did pretty good in the penalty department. None that really hurt us. Now, I know late in the game, I know Washington accidentally grabbed the kid's face mask on a great tackle. He made the play, but and he actually threw his hands up like he certainly didn't mean to do that or hurt the kid. But we cut down on the penalties. But last year at Winterboro in that final game, we had a lot of personal foul penalties, and I know you want to cut down on that.
I did. You know, I want to, you know, some things, that game last, I thought last year we should have won that game right there, you know. But, you know, we got going this time back at their place, just played good football. We did a better job last week on penalty, so this week we need to very cut down on that. They got how good they are to cut down on penalty.
And, of course, Winterboro is finishing second in their region after the loss to Wadley last week. Wadley, of course, number one team in class 1A, and of course they're very good. And I'm just going to tell you, Winterboro got really hammered by Wadley, so they're going to have a pretty much a mad on coach. Do you think that's going to have any kind of effect this Friday?
They have a chip on their shoulder. You know, they got to be pretty good about Wally. I hope we have a mat on. I hope we want to go up there and get that second win to close out the season. So it's going to be a battle. But, you know, I think we'll play hard. I think it'll come down like we did last year. Who got the ball last?
Well, and, of course, tell me this. What do you have to do defensively to stop? Because I know they've put up a lot of points this year.
You got to do our job. You know, we got to come out and we got to slow them down, make them punt the football, try to take away what they do best. But on offense, we just got to try to score quick and try to score more than what they score.
This will be the last time your senior football players put on football pads, and talk a little bit about your seniors.
You know, some of them, you know, we got some guys really hurting our senior bunch, but you know, we appreciate them. You can't say too much about Ethan McKinnon. He's been the leader for us. He's been playing banged up on both sides of the ball, special team. He's been doing it all. But, you know, we got most guys, Krishan, you got a lot of more guys, Tay, KJ Ison, all them guys that we had them, I think, would really help us out more defensively and offense. But we just appreciate them guys that stuck with it and finishing.
I want to turn my attention a little bit. I know this is the last football game of the season, and rightfully so, but you being the head football coach and the head basketball coach, it doesn't give you a lot of time at all. But isn't it great to know that you got a guy like Jarrell Wallace, 14-year NBA veteran, who's in there working those kids that you can trust, that are – now, they've been in that gym ever since they lost last year on the road in the sub-region. And I'll be honest with you, I know y'all are looking forward to basketball.
Oh, definitely. You know, he's been working them. You know, our first day was a week ago to get started, and he'd been in there. They've been doing a two-hour workout, but he loved it. He'd be here. They go and come in about 2:30, and he started working them guys. So, yeah, we're looking forward. We're looking forward to seeing we have a great season. We got a lot of guys back from last year, so we're looking to try to make a run in the playoff.
And I know that, a lot of the kids that play basketball that don't play football, the other way around, you've got some kids, including your son and Tay. Talk a little bit about the ones that will transfer from the football field over to the court.
We got a bunch of all-out skill. Most of the all-out skill guys play on the varsity level or on the B-team level. So it's going to take them time to, when we do start, when they start to get healed and ready to play. But I think they're going to be excited, you know, to get that year up under them, another year up under them, and see what we can do basketball-wise.
Let's talk a little bit about an event you've got coming up on November the 8th, which is 1 week from this game against Winterboro, and we'll get back to that here in a minute. But you've got a basketball event coming up, kind of like a Meet the Tigers, or I forget what you call it, but talk about that a little bit.
Torrey Whale came up with that. You know, we're just trying to get the community to come out, meet us, meet the Tigers, meet all middle school girls, middle school boys, our B team, our varsity girl, our varsity boys. So we're going to have a flyer coming out soon on November the 8th. They want to call it Meet the Bird, you know. So it's going to be a fun event. We got a referee coming in. It's like a blue and white game in basketball. Yes, parents can come in and people just come watch these kids, see what they've been doing in the off season.
And you'll take donations. If people want to bring some bottled water that will help you out during the course of the year, talk about that.
Yeah, we ain't charging nothing at the gate. You know, to get in, we're going to like a case of water, towels, you know, washing powder, different things to help us during the year for us to have a successful program.
And, of course, basketball season will be coming up, but want to touch back on Winterboro here for just a minute before we get out of here. Three things. If there's any three things that you can say to your kids before Friday night that really sinks in that you've got to do. You've got to do these three things to win the football game. What would those three things be?
One, we got to compete. You know, we got to compete from fourth quarter. Two, finish and play hard. You know, that's the thing you got to do against Winterboro because they're going to come out, they're going to play hard. Even though they're going to playoff, it's a rival game. He ain't going to take nobody out, you know. And it's all about playing hard, wanting to win, and wanting to finish.
And, of course, I know Coach Mansfield, as you mentioned, he's not going to sit people out ready for the playoffs. He wants them to get better, and they think they can get better playing actually two classifications higher in Childersburg. But I wanted to ask you this, too. You as a coaching staff, going into this game, you know it's the last game. What do you want to see from your program Friday night that lets you know what, there's some bright spots ahead in 2025?
Well, we want to finish. When we watch film, we can say, yeah, we're some bright spot right there. We want to go in and see that the things we can make adjustment to, that's on the defense side, offense side, special team. We want to find that kid that we can say, oh, we can count on that kid next year, that he's going to give me everything he got to finish. And, you know, for us coaching, we just got to just keep coaching hard, keep coaching them. So when we do watch film, we can make some correction in the offseason. But you just want to play hard, see what we got, give some effort. And play the next play. You know, keep your head up when things go bad and know how to finish.
Yeah, it just seems like over the last year or so that when things went bad, they kind of snowball a little bit. You see the kids' heads droop a little bit. The sideline, the mood is not as good. So hopefully this Friday night it can be a little bit better. November the 1st is Friday night. Childersburg will play their last regular season football game for 2024 against the Winterboro Bulldogs. We need a big crowd up there. It's 8 miles, not even 8 miles. So invite everybody up there, Coach.
All right, we need everybody to help these kids finish. They worked hard all year. Keep supporting, during the good time, the bad time. It's come out of support to the Winterboro Tiger. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers, Coach, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you. Go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Childersburg Tigers, the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3, the Tiger Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.